Hi, my name is Melissa Powell, and I'm a PhD student in the Duke University School of Nursing. This poster presentation is focused on the psychological and emotional impact on healthcare workers during the COVID-19 pandemic. A little bit of significance and background. Up to 50% of U.S. physicians and nurses at some point in their career have exhibited symptoms of burnout and exhaustion that can lead to mental health conditions, addiction, or suicide. We know that the well-being of our healthcare workers is pivotal and is connected to patient safety, quality patient outcomes, and reduced costs through staff retention. During the pandemic, our healthcare workers are experiencing compassion fatigue, burnout, stress, fear, and anxiety. There is an important piece to understanding the differences between these different concepts, as they're often used interchangeably and have overlapping characteristics. By understanding these concepts more thoroughly, we can support nurses by finding the support services and resources they need and that can be tailored to the exact symptoms and concepts that they are experiencing. To go through a few definitions and start with second victim, this is specific to healthcare providers who are involved in an unanticipated adverse patient event, potentially a medical error or a patient-related injury, and they become victimized in the sense that they are traumatized by the event. Compassion fatigue is the overall experience of emotional and physical fatigue that service professionals experience due to chronic use of empathy when they're taking care of patients who are suffering. And finally, burnout is a syndrome conceptualized as resulting from chronic workplace stress by three dimensions: feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion, mental distance from one's job due to negativism or cynicism, and reduced professional efficacy. For this specific project, our methods were to use Morse's 1995 approach to concept delineation to tease out these different concepts by looking at their antecedents, attributes, and consequences individually, and also picking out similarities and differences and connections among the concepts to have a better understanding of each one. We searched PubMed, CINAHL, and PsycINFO, looking for full text articles in the English language, and our inclusion and exclusion criteria are listed on the poster. We first identified 1,424 articles, 271 duplicates were removed, and we ended up in total with 101 articles for analysis after the title and abstract review and full text review. For our preliminary results, a subset of articles have been analyzed to develop our antecedents, attributes, and consequences. For our attributes of both burnout and compassion fatigue, we are seeing similarities of feelings of distress, guilt, anxiety, and fear. But for antecedents, they start a little bit differently. For burnout, this may start with staffing shortages, increasing work demand, social stigma, or PPE or supply shortages. And for compassion fatigue, they're witnessing those patient deaths and they are being portrayed as superheroes by the media despite their experiences. And overall, as we look through these articles, there's limited literature that is utilizing the second victim language, although we do know in second victim literature that they experience fear and guilt, which are similar symptoms. And in all of these concepts, there are consequences of mental health conditions, powerlessness, and shortages if RNs are leaving the profession. We also know that healthcare professionals that are directly caring for COVID-19 patients have higher levels of burnout and compassion fatigue compared to those in other healthcare settings. There are also physical symptoms that RNs are experiencing, such as increased workload from PPE usage, that can lead to difficulty breathing, sweating, fainting, or visual disturbances. The public and the media have also contributed to burnout and compassion fatigue through stigma, discrimination, rejection, and pressure of being labeled a hero. There's also suggestion that if we disregard these concepts, it can lead to long-term consequences. And future research should focus on support resources and programs that are available across healthcare organizations. Next steps for this project include the completion of the analysis of the remaining articles that look at these concepts, burnout, compassion fatigue, and second victim. There are also two other closely related concepts that impact healthcare workers during the pandemic that will be included in the future, which are secondary traumatic stress and post-traumatic stress, and then moral injury and moral distress. You'll also see a complete list of references and also an email contact at the bottom if you have any questions. Thank you.